Hey guys, welcome back to Listen Bitch Presents Tell Me Why You're Special. This is the arena where we don't just tell stories, we talk about why they matter because the truth is people don't just connect over facts. They connect over stories. Music, shows, moments that stick with you for years, and sometimes a conversation about a song or a character or a memory ends up meaning way more than you expected because it's not really about the story, it's about what it unlocks in you. And God wired us for that, for connection, for meaning, for shared experience. So today, let's step into the world of storytelling, fandom, and the conversations that bring people together. Today's guest is Jesse Jackson. He is a podcaster who's built multiple shows around one thing, and that is great conversations. Jesse, welcome to the hot seat today. I launch everybody from the same spot. Give us your elevator pitch. Who are you? What do, and what makes you special?
Sure. So I am Jesse Jackson, not the civil rights leader. I just did I did a post about the uniqueness of being named after someone famous. I am a I am in I live in Dallas, Texas. I am a very lonely blueberry in a very red strawberry state. I am a multiple podcasters. I do a lot of podcasting about conversations and stories. The main podcast I do is Set Lusting Bruce, which is a podcast all about music and the power of music. It started out as a Bruce Springsteen fan podcast, and I've had thousands of fans from around the world join me and share what the music of Bruce Springsteen has meant to them. But I've expanded the podcast, so now that we talk about if you're passionate about something, I want to talk to you about it, because I think that music, art, literature, all of this is what makes our soul happy. And so I want people to be able to share that passion with me.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Let's talk about podcasts because you have a lot of them. What made you get into podcasting and why do you like the format?
So when I was going to do my first podcast, my wife said, "Why would anyone want to listen to you?" So I always think of that to remember to be humble. No, I started out being a guest on a couple of podcasts and working. We did a Doctor Who podcast. And then what I do is I like the intimacy of a conversation. Too often, and you certainly know this, you do a quick blurb, but when you do a podcast, tangents are what makes the podcast work, because all of a sudden you get into something that you didn't think you were going to talk about, and you and your guest have this conversation that's going on, and you're exploring their origins or what's led them to do that. And so I love that freedom of being able to have a conversation.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. What have you learned about people just from having those conversations?
So, a lot of things. One, if you grew up in the Northeast, there's a good chance you first heard about Bruce Springsteen at a summer camp. If you siblings play a big part in your musical upbringing. If you are a younger sibling, you're influenced by your older sibling. Sometimes the negative, your older sibling is into to classic rock, you end up embracing, grunge. Or if you're the older sibling, you have that responsibility. The other thing I've learned is that music truly does heal. I have multiple stories of people who, one really quick story, a lady, her grandmother had died, had been murdered, and this had moved her to a very unhealthy path. And she got sober, she got healthy, but she promised herself she would never forgive the man who killed her grandmother. Never. And she was driving home, she heard the Bruce Springsteen Letter to You. She was driven. She got home. She wrote a letter to the man who was in death row, who'd killed her grandmother. Cut forward to when he was executed, she was actually there and met with him beforehand, forgave him, his family forgave him, and he was able to know that at the end of his life that he was forgiven. And that's all because of a song.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. And then I do agree with the fact that music heals.
Yes.
And I mean, the fact that these stories stick with you, I'm sure you've collected, talking to thousands of people, that you've collected these stories. Why do you think music touches people in a way that nothing else can?
You know, it's very, you do get some people that say, well, I don't really have a favorite musician, or I like all kinds of
That's
music,
me.
but most people do have, when you push them, yeah, whether it's Janet Jackson, Elvis Presley, Aretha Franklin, Conway Twitty, Johnny Cash. And I think it's because music is so universal. There is a truth. You know, country music is three chords and the truth is what the old thing's saying. I think so much music expresses what we're feeling and we didn't know how to say it out loud. But then haven't you had that experience when you hear a song and you go, oh yeah, that's it. That's exactly how I'm feeling.
Yeah, maybe sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've built these shows around fandom. What
Yes.
does being a fan actually mean to you?
Being a fan means that you it they bring joy into your life. I am not a fan of podcasts who crap on the thing they're covering. You know, that they you know, I know there's such thing as hate watching TV shows or doing something, but if you're not enjoying the experience, you know, move on. Podcast about something else. There's so much negativity in this world. There is so much anger and so much resentment that if you can find a topic that brings you joy, that makes you smile, I mean, you got to embrace it.
No, I very much agree with you. I think there's a lot of topics that you and I would disagree on. I'm a strawberry in a world of blueberries, but I think that right there, just unplugging, because I feel like, everything around us, if you watch the media, if you watch the things, I have a whole podcast. It's called Listen, Bitch. It's the flagship here, where
Yeah.
I'm actually telling people, and it's for everybody. I don't care what side of the tracks you're on. Like, the system, we're all useful idiots. Like, we're all being played, and everything out here is set to make us angry, to keep us frustrated, to keep us pissed off at each other. And I think coming into this space, I think podcasting is so important because we can do that. We can help people unplug from, like, social media, right? We can help people unplug from mainstream stuff that, I mean, there's so much psychologically happening intentionally for us because the system protects itself.
Yeah, and
And
I, sorry to interrupt, but
yeah,
like I
no.
think you want safe borders, I want safe borders. We may disagree how to get it, but we both want the same thing. You want everyone to have health insurance, I want everyone to have health insurance. We may disagree how we're doing that. And as a country, as a world, we've lost that idea of, hey, we both want to go from Dallas, Texas to Houston, Texas. And we're now debating on the route
The little
instead of,
things.
I absolutely agree. Real quick, I just had someone on Facebook post a horrible, no, I'm sorry, that's unfair, a very critical post about the latest Bruce Springsteen tour. Says that he shouldn't be doing what he's doing, he should not be taking a political bent, and he called him a greedy pig. And so I said, hey, that's an interesting take. Do you want to show me on my, you want to join me on my podcast?
Yeah, that's a great
And
conversation.
he's like, well, no, just so you can meet, be mean to me. And I
No.
absolutely promise you, I won't be mean to you because I want to know why you think that. And I don't necessarily have to change your mind. I just want you to understand where we're coming from.
Jesse, that I love that. I mean, let's have the conversations, right? Like, I know I read your bio and you're a Bruce Springsteen. I see who you are. I don't like the music, but I would love to have the conversation because you've built this whole experience around it, and I love what you're doing because you're having the conversations. And I so many people are missing that. And I love what you're doing to not only get people to align on something that they love, because like my husband is the opposite of me. He loves music. Like that is his lifeline. It's his everything. Songs make him feel things. Like there is just such a connection with him, and I just don't have that, right? I love music. My girls and like when the house gets crazy, I'm a mama six, okay? Dance parties, that's our thing. I'll put on whatever I can to get them dancing. But like when I'm in my feelings, I like a quiet room. When I get in my car, I like a quiet car. He's very much the opposite, right? Like we want the loud music, we want the stuff. So I there's something for everybody, and I think what you're creating is beautiful.
Well, I would make the argument that with six children and a spouse, I probably want silence too when I'm in the car, right?
That's me. You
Like,
have no idea.
Lord, please just give me a little bit of silence. I actually went through a series of when I had people say that I'm not a Bruce Springsteen fan. The first question asked is, have you listened to anything besides Born in the USA album? But I actually would ask podcasters, I'd say, okay, I'm going to give you 10 lesser known Springsteen songs. You listen to them and then join me and then tell me if you thought they were crap, if you thought they were nice, but just the difference to have that discussion. And every once in a while, someone who loves The Who or the Bee Gees or someone will do the same thing for me. They'll send me 10 songs and like, here's, you've just heard the radio hits. Let me hear you some of the deep cuts so you can have a discussion.
That's where my husband is at on that. Like he doesn't like the radio stuff. He likes the, side B or whatever you call it.
You should send them to me and he could be my guest. We would have a great conversation, okay?
And he would be someone that he doesn't like Bruce Springsteen's music.
Right.
He's the hair bands 80s guy. So there's a line there, but I mean, talk about music, he would talk about music all day long for
I would
sure.
love to have him as a guest. That would be so much fun. And I don't think we talk a lot, but we don't talk enough sometimes and really listen to each other. And I always think that's funny. My wife and I were on vacation and she made the joke, same thing I did, right? I'm a very lonely blueberry in a strawberry patch. And the lady was from California and said, I'm a very lonely strawberry in a blueberry patch of California. And we said, oh, honey, I feel for you.
And that's the thing is we're not really lonely though, right? Because we have the
No.
conversations and there's so much that people can connect on. And I did go, I was radicalized for a hot minute where I wouldn't even have a conversation with anyone that did not agree what I believed. I was just very closed off and God worked on me. And 2 months with this show, I'm like, God, are you sure about all of this? Like, can I express and expand and can I understand? And that's it. He sent me on this incredible mission and I'm having, incredible conversations with people I would have otherwise just shut my heart around because I realized like we're being manipulated to do this with each other. We are being manipulated to automatically be enemies, and common sense. Like, I don't think anybody is a fan of like a lot of things that are going around right now, but it's just the
Right.
manipulation, right? The system, you guys protect the system, and we're just all useful idiots because we fall for it. We fall for it, and then you've got, social media where keyboard warriors can go and bully whoever they want, and everybody's all the rage, and you've got influencers who are paid to keep us, going on about each other. But this is the thing, life is short, and I think
Yes.
posting on Facebook that you hate an artist and you hate what he stands for, I think, your time could be used in such a different manner. It just makes me realize, like, even, when I talk about my beliefs, I get a lot of hate. I get,
Yes.
a lot of go kill yourself messages and all the things. And I'm thinking, I never take it personal because I think, what is their life like? I mean, if they're so angry because I believe what I believe, right? Like, I'm rent free in their head for no reason. And it, I kind of feel sorry for people. I feel sorry for the people that have to go and put on these huge rants for whatever it is that they're feeling in themselves. But it is, it's just about these conversations. And I think music is an incredibly safe ground to start. That's where you humanize people, right? Because I mean, all the stories you're seeing, how are you watching these stories shape identity? Whether it's the music or the shows or life itself, how much have you seen this happen in your experience with having guests on your show?
Yeah, I see it all the time. And you know what I find interesting is I will reach out to people and go, "Hey, you should join me on the podcast." And they're like, "Oh, I don't have a story to tell." And I
Oh,
go, "Bullshit.
talk to my audience,
Everyone
Jesse.
has an audience. Everyone
Yes.
has a story.
Yes.
Every your story is important. Your experience is important. You know, how you got there where you are is important." And I am always after people to say, "Please join me. Come on, tell me." You know, it's a safe space. It's okay if you don't agree with me. It's okay if you don't like the songs. I like my controversy. I always say this. One of Bruce's most iconic songs is a song called Jungle Land. Okay. People adore it. They pray to get Jungle Land live. I always go, "Eh, don't particularly care for it." And they're like, "What?" I'm like, "No, sorry. It just doesn't speak to me." And so that usually, like, okay, well, if he's dumb enough to not like Jungle Land, maybe I should, you know, join him.
That's great. That's great. What is something I want to talk about podcasting for a second? Because first of all, you're spot on, and that's exactly why I have this show, because so many people just think they don't have that story. And kind of like you said in the beginning, when your wife was like, who's going to want to listen to you? Everybody says that, but they let that voice win. You know, they don't use it as humility. That's their excuse to kind of stay stuck. And you're spot on about, yes, your story matters. And you have one. Everybody's in life. Everybody's in the gauntlet. We're all getting our ass kicked out here. Literally, that's life. I don't care what's happening in the world. Like, life is life, and it's been life for thousands of years. And everybody's been in the arena. You don't escape that. Okay. So my thing is, number one, podcasting, because stories are important. And I am massively getting trying to move people to get their own podcasts. What is something that people underestimate about podcasting?
So when people ask me for advice, I say first, make sure your topic is broad enough that you don't run out of ideas, right? There, you know, I guess there's studies that show a lot of podcasts is peter out after 7 or 8 episodes. Second, make sure it's a topic that even if no one listens, you don't care. Right? You want to have that conversation, whether it's with your friends or discover the topic. And three, just start it. Because you know what? You're gonna suck when you start.
Always.
Because whether you learning to drive a car, playing a musical instrument, type, whatever you did, how many people, when they start to do something, are immediately good at it? Very fair. So keep doing it and have fun and enjoy yourself. And I also, the other thing I suggest is it's good to have a theme and it's good to have a structure, but don't be afraid to vary it at times, right? To go where your theme be. Like I said, I started out as a Bruce Springsteen fan podcast. You know, I had a lady who wrote a book, Girl Gone Wild, who loves Stevie Nicks on the other night. We had that discussion, right? Did I
That's
answer your
awesome.
question?
You did. You
Okay,
did.
good.
I'm going to say what my next question is you've stayed consistent across multiple shows. I know what that takes. That is not an easy feat. What keeps you going?
So it's interesting because I don't know about you, but I will get home from a day at work or running errands, and the last thing I want to do is record a podcast. And then I'm like, oh, but I don't want to cancel my guests at the last moment. Okay. But the moment that Zoom call or that mic opens and that person is neck, across the virtually from me, I pick up energy. I pick up because I honestly want to hear their story. And I want them to share that story. And nothing makes me happier in a podcast perspective than at the end when someone says, "That was a lot of fun. I forgot we were being recorded.
I love
You
that.
know, oh, I'm so good. When can I do this again?" And that makes me happy.
We are coming up on our time here, but I'm going to ask you a final question. If
Sure.
someone wanted to start a podcast, what do you think they really need to, what do they need to start and what do they really need to understand?
They need to understand that it's a lot of work. It's fun. The fun part of the podcast is the interview, right? The editing, scheduling, posting is can be a little bit time consuming. Be organized. I have a spreadsheet, even though I apologize I ran late for you today, but I have a spreadsheet of all the podcasts I've scheduled to, record it so I can keep track of. So I think that's it, but mostly just have fun and don't be afraid of being judged. It's okay. You will find an audience, and even if you can't, if you mention it, do it for yourself.
I love that. And the truth is, I mean, people are judging us anyway. If you don't do
Yes.
shit, you're getting judged. If you do something, you're getting
Yeah.
judged. So give them something to talk about, right?
Exactly. Well said. I love it.
Where can people find your shows? Give us the name of your shows. How can
Yeah.
people get resourced with you?
Yeah.
If there's a
So,
Bruce Springsteen fan listening, you know they're on the edge of their seat. Like, tell us where it's
Yes,
at.
yes. So I always make this joke. Sylvan Groth is my co-host. I do a perfectly good podcast where we're counting down every John Hyatt song in alphabetical order. I
Nice.
also do JKL Media, which is where two of my friends and I do pop culture. And then Next Stop Everywhere is a Doctor Who podcast. And then Set Lusting Bruce, the Bruce Springsteen podcast. You can email me, setlustingbruce@gmail.com. Sylvan says we will address my podcast addiction after we get to song Z on the John Hyatt A to Z.
Fair,
But
fair.
yes, my wife says that she knows it brings me joy. And she also thinks it's how I cope with crap sometimes going on in the world. You're like, okay, let me get behind the mic and let me talk to someone about, how much they love Thunder Road.
I think it's a great outlet.
Thank you.
This is the part of the show where I get to say what I think makes you special. And it's not just that you host a bunch of podcasts, right? It's that you're creating a space for people to be heard, that you've realized the importance of stories, and you take the simple thing like the song or the shows and you've turned it into something meaningful because you understand that behind every story, there is a person and you've built something around that. I think that's connection. I think that's impact. And I think that makes you special. To everyone listening, I don't know if you're getting it yet, okay, but stories matter, not just the big ones, not the dramatic ones, but everyday moments that shape who you are. Maybe it's the songs you remember or the shows that stuck with you or conversations that made you feel seen. This is where connection lives. So I am calling you to be present, to be curious, and please remember that your mess is the message. Even the random parts, even the things you didn't think mattered, even the stories you almost didn't tell, that's what connects people. So if this episode spoke to you, if you know a Bruce Springsteen fan or you've got someone who likes Doctor Who, you just feel Jesse's vibe, please share the show with them because that's how he gets to connect to people that he never would otherwise get to meet. And I guarantee there is someone waiting to hear from Jesse. So please make sure you share the show, leave a review. Stars are cute, but if you type something in there, that's how the algorithm catches me and helps share it out, okay? If you guys are ready for the hot seat, come tell me why you're special. Jesse, thank you so much for your time today. This
Thank you
was
so much. This
awesome.
was a joy. I appreciate you.